The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, August the 17th, right here at KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 6 minutes after the hour 7. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming around the world, I believe.
Speaking of around the world.
At 6054 at KCNR1460.com. I think we are.
Yeah. I hope we're streaming to it. But, you know, speaking of around the world, why do they have to have the gymnastics, which I salivate over, and get completely excited and twisted up? I'm like Allie's parents in the stand.
They won.
I know. Because of the news this morning, I have not seen the performance because we have to go to bed at a certain time so that we can get up to do the show. Meanwhile, we don't get to see, what happened with the gold and the silver and my favorite part, the floor exercise. Love it. Well, anyway.
It's recorded.
It's recorded. We can go back and see it. Weather today. Our highs are going to be 108, folks. Are you ready for that? Mostly clear tonight with 69. We're in a heat streak. Tomorrow calls for 107. Friday's 106. Saturday's 104. Mostly clear throughout the week with our temperatures. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each time we read our paper, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, give them a call at 365-2793-108, Carl. We've been fortunate enough that we'll tell you about it tomorrow, but we're going to join some friends on today on Whiskey Town. They have a sailboat, and 1 year, I mean, they usually take it out of the water, and they, every time they sail, they put it in the water, but this last year, they rented a dinghy. Is that what it's called?
No.
What is it when you rent? Bob, help me out here.
Okay.
No, they've got it out on a,
What's it called?
They've got it out on a buoy out there.
Yeah. A buoy. Okay.
Yeah. That's what they
do. Then what's a dinghy?
The dinghy is the little boat you use to go out to the moored boat.
Because it's moored, they give them rides out to them.
Okay, yeah. There we go.
It's actually called a mooring ball, the
floating
ball.
Okay, that's right. They've rented that for the season, and should be interesting. It'll be wonderful to be out there today with this kind of weather.
Yeah, and if there's no wind, we paddle. Right? And we've done that before when I had a kayak from the very same place filled with water. And it was like moving the Titanic by myself.
And Sheriff's on today.
Sheriff's on today. We have a lot of things going on. So, good morning.
Good morning.
You know what?
Throw you off of your road. Sometimes I think about that.
I'm just running.
It's okay. Well, sometimes you, it's the march. It's the rope march. And if I jump in there and get you off of your march, you just get verklempt.
I'm not. I don't even know what verklempt is. Wait a minute.
Is that from Blazing Saddles?
No. It's Yiddish. I'll look it up, but it's verklempt. Don't you remember when the coffee clutch would say, I'm clutching my piles. I'll look it up. It's totally, you know who would know? Leonard.
Hey, you know what? Here's what's going on. I've got a new thermos this morning, you know, to drink coffee out of. And it confuses me because it's got, actually, you know.
Mel Brooks.
Something with coffee should just, if you put a top on them, we put tops on them because if you knock them over, it keeps the liquid from getting into the electronics, which just irritates Bob.
Okay.
Tremendously.
Yeah.
But wait a minute.
Okay.
So Bill and Sandy Mastin for my birthday gave me this. I mean, this is like a military industrial strength thermos. It's great.
This is a high tech.
Oh, but look, it's got moving parts on it. So the part where you have to literally, I mean, you have to turn. you have to release the button to be able to push the button to drink the coffee. And then because the thermos is so good, the coffee is just like still steaming hot 20 minutes later. So, you know, it's Bill and Sandy, thank you so much. It really works great.
I have one of those hydro flasks, and yeah, it does the same thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so
That looks like you have to field strip it like a 45 just to get your coffee.
You know, field stripping.
That was a birthday present.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now I looked up for Clapped.
I finally sent out all my cards.
Oh, thank you, honey. That's great. I'm so proud of you. Okay, for Clempt, F-E-R-K-L-E-M-T, for Clempt, all worked up on the verge of a breakdown.
Yep, that's me.
Yep. For Clempt, when something makes you well up inside and you're on the verge of tears, from the coffee talk sketches on SNL a few years ago, thank you, Mike Myers, I get a little for Clempt when I see them kiss and make up.
Well, I haven't gotten to that point yet where I'm almost in tears.
Well, you know, they should do a Mel Brooks dictionary, but that's the Urban Dictionary. I mean, like, some of these words, they like, you know.
We have RTE's in the chat room. He's been gone for a while. Hello, RTE. Glad you're back. And he's lonely in there. Hey, you know what? So here's his comments. Oh, we're going to have driverless cars. Bicycles would be in trouble. And that these are ways, you know, eliminating jobs. And what year will the Olympics have robots running for each country? I mean, then we are. Well, you know what? No, United States, I think, would still be in the lead there because we're pretty bright about, you know, coming up with that kind of stuff. Okay, let's talk Olympics.
The pending Miss California, we certainly hope.
Monica.
Right. Yeah, Monica is actually studying robotics.
Monica Fisher.
Yeah.
And that's right,
and
Monica Fisher. We're talking. Oh, my gosh, Monica Fisher, who is...
She's amazing.
She is representing, you know, the northern state here in the Miss California... Miss USA.
The universe. It's the... There's like, okay... There's the Miss America pageant. I tried to explain this to Carl. There's the Miss America pageant, which is at one time it was judged on the rating would go 50% talent, 25% interview and evening gown, and 25% swimsuit. Then they changed that around. Remember, you had the ventriloquists and the opera singers and all these, you know, different gals doing different talent things. But that's a scholarship association that goes to Miss America. It ends at Miss America. This pageant series is Miss California that goes to Miss USA that goes to Miss Universe. And I'm not sure if it's scholarship-based. It's judged on poise and interview, swimsuit, and evening gown.
Yeah.
And, of course, Monica's going to be bringing all the beautiful brains and beauty. So she's so well-rounded, and they sought her out, which is fantastic.
I have to comment here that I interviewed her for, like, 5 years running for Dancing with the Stars Shasta County style. And when she first started, her very first year, you couldn't get three words in a row out of her. But she just all of a sudden just blossomed like a flower, and now she is just absolutely amazing. So I wish her very well in this endeavor.
Well,
she's going to do us proud.
She has all the potential in the world, and she's great. We really, really appreciate Monica. And we'll have her on and talking about it because I'm sure we could do a little fundraising for her.
Absolutely.
Hey, we're going to take a break here. This first portion of our show has been brought to you by Properties by Merit and Aaron Rickert, who works over at Properties by Merit, an accomplished top-producing agent over there that can help you find your home or sell your home or find a commercial business if that's what you're looking for, lots, or just any type of real estate endeavors right here in Northern California. Highly motivated, and you can check out her website at Rickert, that's R-I-C-H-A-R-T, realestate.com, or call her at 949-9103. The way the light was on it, and I said that's not right.
That
so it's 949-9103. You know what? You two can do the show if you like. I'm more than happy to leave right now.
Hey, we're gonna take a break here.
Go back to my office, you know, and get some work done, you know, around here that I have to do after you two just go blowing out of here as soon as the last syllable is uttered.
You know what? You need to
we'll be
get
right
some
back.
Sails in your wind today, or wind in your sail.
Wayne and cold will arrive sooner than you think. Now through October 2nd, use online coupons and save up to $300 when you purchase a new Quadrifier wood, gas, or pellet stove, insert, or fireplace during Guidance kick off the winter season sale with steep discounts on floor models. And Guidance will haul off your old stove for free. Nobody knows more about wood, gas, pellet stoves, fireplaces, and inserts than Guidance Pool and Stove Center and Quadrifier. Buy the best and enjoy big savings. Your family will enjoy cozy winters and energy efficiency for years to come. See us today at Guidance Pool and Stove Center, 2305 Larkspur Lane, Reading. Remember, it's not too early to save.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
What is your true dream vacation? Let us help you define it. At Wind River Resort and Casino, play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise. Whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines, rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of.
Final prime, Wednesday, August 31st.
Where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some restrictions may apply.
For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Here I am, just trying to hold it all together. At 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 68 degrees, going up to 108 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. I can't say enough about the business of the year or the businesswoman of the year, except if you've got somebody that you need to have taken care of, whether it's a short period of time or extended care inside their home, give Sharon Clark a call. Every one of her people are hand-picked, they're trained, they're insured, and they're bonded. You can't get any better than this. And this means, like, say you break your leg and you just need to have somebody kind of come by once a day, make sure everything's okay, you know, maybe fix you lunch or something. Something like that, or long-term, give her a call, 226-8350, Home Helpers. Hey, the 27th Annual Reading Ducky Derby is coming September the 25th. There's going to be people out there selling these little duckies everywhere. Contact Marge Beck at Duck Central at 1910 Market Street and see how you can also either be a sponsor or be a help, be a, or buy ducks. And of course, Big Head Todd and the Monsters are coming to Cascade Theater on September the 22nd.
That's cool.
And remembering the unratified Cottonwood Treaty. Never mind.
Okay. Interesting.
That was yesterday. Okay. I talked about it yesterday.
Again, it's currently 68 degrees, going to be 108 today. So we want to remind you to stay hydrated and stay cool. And Carl, thank you so much for making the best grilled cheese in the world. Oh. I need comfort
All
food
right.
last night.
Okay.
By the way.
That's not quite an apology, but that's okay.
Yes, thank you. Work. It's a thank you.
Olympic update.
Okay. Let's hear about it.
You know what? I have, you know, remember what you said yesterday, Bob? How I am such a ethnocentric that when it comes to the Romanians and the Armenians wrestling, I just fast forward through it, or the Russians and the Turks in a water polo game, and I just fast forward to it. But as you pointed out, as soon as it became beach volleyball, we really have to watch this because this is art, and it's frame nothing frame. To do with wearing bikinis out there. All right. Our team, April Ross and Kerry Walsh Jennings, arguably the best in the world. Arguably. They've won three. Kerry Walsh has won three straight gold medals. They've kicked everybody. Petutti in competition last night lost to the Brazilians.
Man.
But here, remember how Hope Solo, when she lost, oh, they're cowards. You know, the Swedes, you know, that beat them. Who then went on to beat Brazil, also using the same tactics. You know, the Brazilians saying that they were cowards. Here's what Kerry Walsh Jennings said. She said, we have beaten them all year. I'm taking nothing away from them. They played outstanding tonight. And she says, and I just didn't play up to my game. And she's like, I was having problems returning serves. And so they would just kept serving her because she was having problems that way. And if you can't return the serve, in other words, get the ball up into a, and set the ball, she says, you're not going to win. You're not going to win this game. And she just said they played great. And she took the blame upon herself.
She took ownership.
She took responsibility. And now you can't ask for more than this. Here's a woman who's had three kids. She's kept her rankings like this for 12 years. That she's been number one or two in the world when it comes to volleyball. And she took it upon herself. She didn't say anything that, oh, they served at me all the time. Well, she says, if you find a weakness, that's what you do. You go after the weakness.
I mean,
so that's the thing. So, you know, I'm sorry to see them lose, but I am happy to see that she went out as a true winner, in my opinion. Meanwhile, we had Jennifer Simpson wins a bronze in the 1500 run, and she's the first American woman to win a medal in that ever, in that 1 mile. Are you telling everybody to restart their browsers?
No, I'm telling you to restart yours because you're the only one who's not actually in the chat room.
I just thought I came back on. I just said I see. Says they see. They don't
go
see
on
me.
About the Olympics.
Anyway, go ahead.
And then you had, of course, your favorites. Your favorites.
Well, I really enjoyed watching track and
Amy
field.
And Simone, gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
Simone won Allie. Gold, and Allie won, silver in the floor exercises. So,
but I really enjoyed watching the track and field last night. There's a kid.
Out of Oregon.
Yeah, I mean, he's a duck. Go duck. Good looking. I mean, it's like, oh, my God, we have our athletes are beautiful. All these beautiful poster, like, teeth and eyes and glow. It's fabulous. Anyway, this kid, first time Olympics, he, final. You know, you have to go through the two things to see if you can get in the finals. Some heartbreak for watching some of the people who were 1/100th of a second not to final. You know, that's heartbreaking when you're that close.
The young man from France who fault started, you get one chance.
That's it.
You do not get a chance, in fact. If you fault start, you're out of the competition. He fault started. He's out of the Olympics.
If I had open curriculum and I was a teacher, I would be playing excerpts from the Olympics every day in class about, I think it's a wonderful example of a human spirit when the one girl fell down and the other girl fell down on top of her. It was America and New Zealand. And they helped each other up. The New Zealand graciously helped up the American.
And
but then was, you know, taken off the field. I thought it was a New Zealand. Okay. Anyway, so it doesn't matter. Anyway, the fact is that she was taken off the field in a wheelchair. And, I mean, that, you know, I know they could be playing that over and over. It's kind of like the tennis player that you were talking about at one time.
Yeah, he said, challenge him.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, you've worked your whole life. But, you know, you can say, you know, that did you handle yourself with grace and were you kind? And it was wonderful last night to hear Michael Phelps' interview. I don't know. We've taped things. I'm not sure. And just to see what he's gone through, and now 31 years of age, there's a grace with him that wasn't there before. I think it takes a while. And maybe you have to shake your life down a few times to try to figure out, you know, get out the demons, work through the demons, whatever those things are, the demons that drive you. And you all know what I'm talking about. Everybody that's listening to this show, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That other voice, that should I, shouldn't I? And you have to master the should I to not go out and do those things that while you're training. I mean, that's an amazing, I want some more of that. So that's what the Olympics does for me. It inspires me to be a better person. And I just, you know, I know that every human being struggles with that. So you see that. And then I love watching the long jump.
Which we won the gold in the long jump.
That's right. And then the standing, high jump.
The high jump. Now, the high jump is so, that is such an interesting sport. And you remember back, decades and decades ago, Dick Fosbury, the Fosbury flop. Before him, everybody went over tried to jump the bar a different way. Fosbury found a different way and won the Olympics. And immediately, everybody has done that since then. There is not one other person that uses the old way again. It's all the Fosbury flop, where you come running up, you leap up in the air with your head pointed at the bar, and you put your head back, and then you're lifting your hips at the same time as you roll over. It's amazing these people get up so high in this.
And then Lisa and Anna, I guess it's Hayner, the twins, they finished 81st and 82nd in the times of the personal best. But their country feels like they crossed the line. But they decided when they were finishing the marathon as twins, they were going to cross that line holding hands.
And they did.
And they did. I don't know.
Why did they think it was too much?
Maybe because their placement.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, because they were so low? Well, you know what? You're talking about the best runners in the world here, and they were representing their country. As long as they did it honorably. You know, and that's the whole thing. As long as you're honorably, you do it honorably. And I just love to see it. And you know what? People say, well, how many medals do we have? I have no idea. I really don't have any idea how many medals we have. But during that Michael Phelps interview last night where he says, look, I am ready to move on. He says, I'll tell the truth. I was crying at that last race. He said, but I had my goggles on. Nobody could see. He says, I'm ready to move on in my life. He said, I don't know where it's going, but I love swimming. And, you know, it'd be good to see him get in somehow, maybe into the Olympic swimming and have something to do with that. Maybe, you know, as more of a businessman type thing. But they said, here's the medals with Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps has won, if you counted the medals in swimming, Michael Phelps is a country to himself. It would be the United States. I think the next one is Australia. And then the next one is Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps has more medals than the rest of the world. I mean, in individual nations. Like, if he was an island nation, he'd be third in the world right now as far as medals go. He's over Japan. And I mean, he's over everybody. So I find that really interesting. You know, maybe that's as far as gold medals go. He'd be the third largest nation in the world as far as gold medals.
Well, we'll come back after the break. Do you want to talk about the shakeup in the Donald, in the Trump's campaign? New leadership.
Yeah, and I want to talk about, we had an attack. We had a jihadist attack right here in Reading. Probably a lot of people don't know about it. We're going to talk about it tomorrow, as soon as we get back from this portion of the show brought to you by WellCare. MD is one of the first practices in Reading. They offer direct primary care for a flat monthly fee. That's right. Appointments can be made the same day if needed. It's a doctor who will stay with you and be with you and learn you and take care of you. Dr. Jill takes all the time in it, you know, that it takes so that she gets to know her patients and she can keep her patients healthy. That's right. It's a direct relationship with your doctor, unencumbered from insurance and government requirements and limitations. It's you pay a fee, you go in, you see a doctor. It doesn't mean you don't have to have insurance for other parts of your medical care, but not for this, not for your general care here. For more information, call 262-6626 or visit them on the web at wellcaremd.com. We'll be right back after these messages. It's exactly 7:30 here on Wednesday, August the 17th.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:33 in the morning here on Wednesday the 9th. The 17th. That's right. 68 degrees, going up to 108 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans there. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And I also want to remind you on Sunday, two things here. Sunday, we're going to be doing jazz on the veranda. It's a special, I think, bottomless mimosa day. It's going to be a great, beautiful Sunday. And trust me, they put the misters on. It's just a fabulous day. 11 to 2 on the veranda at View 202 with Bernie Baker on guitar, Bruce Kalin on bass. It's just lovely. So come on out and enjoy, a really superb brunch. Also in the news, Shasta Library Foundation will host its Taste of Cuba event, which is happening September 10th, 6 p.m. Returns to the Reddick Civic Auditorium for its 7th annual. And they go around to different countries. And we have the great opportunity of emceeing this event. Last year was Greece. It was fabulous. Come on out. Proceeds benefit the Shasta Library Foundation, Endowment Fund, and special projects at the Shasta Public Libraries. Anderson, Burney, and Redding. So call for your tables now, 246-0146, or visit ShastaLibraryFoundation.org. We'll be talking more about that as we get going.
And the Boondocker Ball is coming August the 27th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Cocktail hours at 5, dinners at 6:30. The money goes to help build our Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. We're ready to kick all that off. You got the Woodlew White Band. You've got great auctions going on with Lee Luff being the auctioneer. 12 guns.
Wonderful.
12 guns is part of the auction that you can have a chance to win one of those firearms there. Again, August 27th, you can get tickets at for more information, call 378-2280. I think you can get tickets down at Bastiani Arms and Classic Cafe, too. Tickets available at Northern California Veterans Museum in Anderson, also at 2110 North Street. Okay.
Now, you talked about a jihadist in Reading before we took it. Now, that was kind of okay. A lead-in that's weird. So
well,
what
you know
what?
There were some American kids swimming in Lake Shasta. And, you know, I can't say for sure they're Christian, but, you know, I don't know. When they were attacked by a band of jihadist otters that chased them across the lake, nibbling at their feet. You know, at first when the kid was talking about it, and I am exaggerating a little bit here about the jihadist part, but they're out swimming in Shasta Lake by the bridge, and they were swimming. All of a sudden, these otters come out and start coming at them, and they got scared. I mean, and they turned around and started swimming back.
I get scared
and
the otters
are coming at them, and she kept saying, I turn around, all I've seen is teeth. Then they dive under, and they bite them. They were biting them on their hands and their feet and their toes, and you think, yeah, right. Well, they get out of the water, and there's the photos. I mean, those otters had chewed on them.
And the dad. And
not stitches, but had drawn blood.
And the dad went territorial.
The dad's going, he says, what are they doing out there? He says, otters? Well, then, so they go to the hospital. They've got to get rabies shots. And the fishing game's there, and they're all giving, like, you know the B signs, you know, peace. And the fishing game guys are saying, well, they are very territorial.
Yeah, yeah.
So you get out there, and if you get into their water, here come the otters.
Yeah.
Especially if they have, I imagine, they might have young ones.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have young ones right now.
And river otters are noted for, which are, you know, pretty much the same critter, are, you ask anybody who fishes for a long time, they will be very aggressive and to the point of actually coming into somebody's boat after them.
Well, I tell you what, the two kids, the young man that was talking about, but then it was like his older, somebody, maybe an older brother there, and he said they were asking us questions that, like, you know, said, did they have guns? You know, the fishing game guys were, you know, so he says, we're getting these photos of otters with guns and knives. But anyway, here's what I'm getting at, though, is here you are minding your own business out in Shasta Lake, having a great time, swimming around out there, and you have the jihadist otters coming at you. But here is, I guess, the bottom line is, if you're out there and you see otters, you may want to turn around and swim away before they can get to you.
Yeah.
Because taking rabies shots, they're not like they used to be, where they used to be extremely painful. I mean, extremely, where they'd shoot you in the stomach and you'd have to do it. Oh, yeah, these were painful
shots. Did you ever have to have a rabies
shot? No, but my buddy did. Years ago, he was running on an Air Force base, and this man had this Rottweiler.
Oh,
and
dear.
The Rottweiler turned around, ran over, and bit him on the leg.
Oh.
And the man says, I'm so sorry. He says he's had his shots and everything, and then leaves. And my friend goes,
jeez.
You know, who's trying to take care of his leg, he goes, the guy left. So he goes down to have it, you know, taken care of. And, oh, well, do you know who he is? Well, no. That's
boy.
When you used to have like 7 shots or something like
right.
that, whatever it used to be.
Oh,
yeah, it was not. And we used to just kid him about it all the time, you know. So yeah,
the North American river otter can actually reach about 30 pounds. So that's a fair sized critter.
I don't want a 30 pound otter in the water climbing up on my leg. There,
that would be enough to be screaming. And his dad said, "I thought they were just playing." Like, what do you mean about an otter? And he said, "What's it?" They got out of the water and he saw the blood and the teeth marks.
I like
Whoa.
This one. These kids were otter limits.
Hey.
They otter no better.
And the list goes on, folks.
Okay.
Okay, according to CNN Politics, that's just, you know,
okay, let's just,
bouncing
let's just,
around. Well,
let's put a damper on this one.
Well, no, I mean,
okay.
I bounced around to different articles. Now, this is a website. Donald Trump's campaign is undergoing a major staff shakeup with less than 3 months to Election Day, adding two officials to top posts overseeing a struggling campaign and signaling a shift in campaign leadership toward a more aggressive style, willing to go scorched earth.
Well, I mean,
in order
more
to win.
More than it is now? How much more earth is there to scorch?
Well, there's some. So Trump has named Steve Bannon, the executive chairman of Breitbart News, and a former investment banker to the post of chief executive.
Who has never been in politics before.
And promoted Kellyanne Conway, a senior advisor and pollster to his campaign, to the position of campaign manager, Conway confirmed earlier this morning. In addition of Bannon, known for his brass-knuckle demeanor and his website's sharp tone, came hours after reports surfaced that Roger, is it Ailes, that recently ousted head of Fox News, will begin to advise Trump as he prepares for the presidential debate.
But they've already made an announcement that says that Ailes is nowhere there as an advisor. I mean, this is after the guy had been accused by 26 women of sexual harassment. So, you know, it was I don't think they're going to have Ailes there. You know what? But you had a point. You know what? If something's not working, you can't just sit around and keep getting pounded by
it.
There's nothing wrong with bringing in with some new ideas.
Yeah, you shake it up and you.
Right. But it also gives the point of, well, we're in trouble here and we have to, something's not, you know, it's not working.
Right.
Well, here's the thing is, if it wasn't Trump, would Clinton even be in the race right now? Because people dislike him, even though.
Him or her?
They dislike him.
Right.
But they dislike her, too. But if you had somebody in there, Bob Belongi running, Bob would have a goodest chance, would have a better chance, because people like Bob. And Bob comes across as being nice. We might have to trim that beard down. But, the bottom line on it is that Clinton wouldn't be having, you know, she has not given a news conference in something like 263 days because she doesn't want to answer the questions. And you know what? The news is saying, well, that's okay. That's okay. She doesn't need to answer those questions. We've already made up our mind.
Great thing on NPR this morning where they were interviewing Julian Assange, of course, of WikiLeaks.
Oh,
and the NPR guy kept trying to deflect the question about, you know, here's the revelations about the DNC's misdeeds. Well, that came from the Russians, didn't it? Would you publish something if it came out about Trump? Everything but addressing the actual.
Well, and here's the other thing, though, is this. Here's what Assange is saying. Why are you coming after me to put me in jail? For quote, releasing secrets, when you're not even going to indict her for all the things that Clinton's done. There is a Navy seaman who was on a submarine, and I am not defending him, but he was on a submarine, and and everything inside a submarine's secret or top secret. He took 6 photos that he kept for himself. He didn't give them to anybody, but it was for himself. It was found out. He's getting prosecuted, and he could go to jail. And his lawyer saying, wait a minute. He did not understand the seriousness of this, just like Hillary Clinton. And if she can do it, why is my client being singled out to be hammered? Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob.
Good morning. I'll tell you what, if I was charged with something like that, that'd be my first line of defense. If she did it, why are you prosecuting me?
I mean,
that isn't why I go.
I mean, I know, but it's true. It's like when she is not sophisticated enough to have the FBI say in front of everybody, she's not sophisticated enough to handle classified material, and yet she's sophisticated enough to run the country.
Hand her those nuclear codes.
Yeah, yeah. 8 minutes. Yeah. You know what? Well, she may be happy. What
maybe
if she trips?
Maybe they'll find them in the Rose Law Firm. Quick thing, Hillary Clinton. Let me start over. They fire Debbie Wasserman Schultz because she's basically a crook and does criminal things, and Hillary immediately hires her. That shouldn't surprise anybody. The other side of that is Donald Trump, as a businessman over the years, has a, what do they say? I was always taught as an employer, be slow to hire and quick to fire, and I believe that.
Yep.
When something's going wrong, you change it. And Trump doesn't, he tolerates absolutely no incompetence whatsoever. If he gives you a job, you do it. If you don't do it, get somebody else to do the job. It's really that simple. That's his business model.
And you know what? And this is what we're saying. You know, it's I tell you what, in the military, if you've got a commander that's not doing it the right way, or you've lost confidence in, how many times you see him being relieved? And the only reason is I've lost confidence in his ability to do the job. It doesn't mean he's incompetent. I just don't think he can do the job, this level job. So I understand this, but other people won't. They'll see this as a weakness because, one, they haven't run businesses, they haven't been in the military.
That's
but the
exactly
other
right.
the other thing,
That's
though,
exactly
is
right.
because the media, for the most part, they you know what? This is a coronation trip for her. She doesn't
That's
have
right.
to talk to the media. They ask her softball questions. When they ask her hardball questions, you know, when she gets asked a question about, her, what she did, like she was asked by Chris Wallace, she lies about it, and everybody just gives her a free ride after that. She said, they didn't say that.
And during
the
Republican debates, that Blondie Yehu with Fox was asking Trump questions, and when he answered, he said, well, let me show you a video. They didn't do any videos of any of the other 15 or 16 contestants. They only did that of Trump.
Of course.
Interesting.
Well, let's hope that they do that with Hillary this time. When she says, "Oh no, I didn't lie," and then and they go immediately to the FBI chairman, who says she lied.
Yep.
So
and in their first debate, if they ever even have one, I hope Trump has a videographer ready to press a button and run play video number 13, please. You know, something like that. That would be so entertaining.
Yep. Okay.
Take care, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach Bob. All right, here we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy, this is his job. This is his business. He doesn't do it part-time. He does this for a living, and he does a great job at it. All of his instructors are NRA card-carrying instructors. They know what they're doing. They've got an extensive background in firearms and in the use of firearms. He will provide a weapon to people if they do not have a firearm for the class because, one, it doesn't fit them, or the one they bring doesn't work right, or if it doesn't fit their hand and they can't shoot it as well. He is there quickly to provide firearms so you can continue your training, and then afterwards he'll help you select that right firearm. Doesn't get any better than that. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. That's 530-999-1822. Teaches all over Northern California. We'll be right back after these messages. 70 degrees, going up to 108 today. Be careful what you leave in your car.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 Fortes and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Coming to the Cascade Theater September 8th, Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Together, two old pals on the road. Don't miss this rare opportunity to catch two multi-Grammy winning stars sharing the Cascade Theater stage. Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Thursday, September 8th at Redding's Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are the...
I'm not sure why that just happened, but we will proceed with some music here.
You were on the air there, buddy.
I'm not sure why that just happened.
Well, you said, what the heck, and that, thank God, saved us. Because I'm not sure we would have been able to press that delayed button in 7 seconds there.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It's 10 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 70 degrees here, going up to 108 today. The rest of the week's going to be in the hundreds. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business giving veteran and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. And if you want to go work out today, instead of running down the trail at 108 degrees, go over to Wellgate Sports Club where we go. It is absolutely fabulous there. I was on the treadmill the other day for 30 or 40 minutes and as a warm-up before I start lifting. And you've got the TV there. You can watch the Olympics while you're running. And frankly, it makes it easier. And it, well, yeah. And then, cause I kind of picture myself doing that, the 3,000 meters there, just, running, somehow being at the Olympics. Okay. If I go to the Olympics, probably next time it'll be because I buy a ticket to the Olympics. But Wellgate Sports Club has all the apparatuses, the machines, the treadmills, the stair climbers, the ellipticals, reclining rowers, but then all the weightlifting you need, plus a saltwater pool that is just absolutely fabulous to use and to work out in. Linda does it all the time, and she is toned, as you can tell. Anyway, all of this is at Wellgate, plus you have Bohem Spa. It doesn't get any better than that. 768-1205 on the corner of Eureka Way and Court Street.
I would like us to keep in our prayers, think about, what's happening around the world. Of course, we pray for God to have mercy on us and have the best person to get into the White House, what's going to be happening with our country. But for those people in Louisiana, if you can send your prayers the way, when they say that we've lost everything, I mean, I know there's to have lost all your worldly goods, at least you have your flesh, your bone, your spirit, and your family. If you've been able to not have an unbelievable thousands of people, several thousands have lost their homes. So people are starting to get back into Baton Rouge, and of course we're looking at images of, I think about the animals too, like the cattle and the horses. This is Livingston Parish, just east of Baton Rouge. As many as 75% of the area's 52,000 homes have been damaged by floodwaters. They've been through Katrina, Isaac, Rita, Gustav, but nothing as bad as this. So as 20,000 of the parish's 141,000 residents had to be rescued. But here's what I want you to keep this image in your prayers. At least, what the guy says, chief of police or whatever, at least 75 of my deputies no longer have a home. Think about this. What do you tell them? It's heartbreaking to see a man have an emotional moment, wipe his tears away, and then get back on his boat and take off. He knows his people need him.
That's outstanding.
That's the leadership. Those are the heroes. That's the We Back the Blue. The sheriff is coming in the 8 o'clock hour. We think about those people that we need in a time when we are completely lost, besides the faith that we have in our maker, our creator, and that our families are okay. The reality is that the pictures, the stuff. I think about that every time I set my table at Christmas or set my table with my grandmother's china and my father's, you know, brought this back from Japan and the Korean War. And, you know, I think about those things. And the devastation for those people who lose those little things that make them have their, those are creature comforts.
Well, it's also kind of their identity and all that. But you know what? Not only, and not to diminish this, but look at the fire down in San Bernardino County up in Wright. I mean, they've got like 80,000 people have been brought, you know, out of their homes, that they've already lost hundreds of homes up there, from what I understand. And the freeway between San Diego and Las Vegas is shut down because of the fire.
They
and
had an
so,
image.
So they are fighting. I mean, they're fighting huge fires down there. And then we had a fire right here in town that our guys jumped on and stopped it before it got away, you know, right here in town. You know, again, it's those people that, you know, you'll never hear me complain about the money we pay our fire and police. I think there's better ways on the back end of taking care of retirements and how those are changed. But those guys that are kicking in doors or they're going into places where there's fires, where other people are trying to leave the area, these are the guys that are running in, men and women that are running in there. And we do rely on them. And we have to rely on them. And we can, you know, and it's like I said, I think there's a better way on the back end of taking care of things so it doesn't cost everybody and we lose everything over that. But when you've got those people in the military and our first responders out there, that when other people are going trying to save their lives, they're moving in.
There was an image. There are a couple things that come to mind here, but there was an image this morning on one of the news channels, and all of the truckers that are carrying goods have converged in one area because they can't travel.
Oh, down on
now
the
you think
15,
about we've yeah. talked about that before when we've watched these shows and what happens if the grid, you know, the grid goes down or whatever, and how much trucking we depend on trucking to transport. Well, they're sitting in, well, they can't do anything. They're sitting
they're
in one
down.
Area,
yeah.
And the overhead view of thousands of trucks, semis with goods sitting there. Can't go anywhere. So what are you going to do?
And you're thinking about, you know, because we've got, like right now, we've got our truck on the road today doing stuff, but we're up here in Northern California. But there's nothing on it that's perishable. On the other hand, we worry about our driver if he was stuck in something like that when he's supposed to be, you know, he's supposed to make an easy run over to Vegas and back, and he can't get out. He's trapped there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not especially from the fire.
So there's a trickle-down effect, as we know. 45,000 people in Wrightwood ordered to evacuate. It's called the Blue Cut Fire. The other thing is that I want you to be mindful and think of the Red Cross has been amazing. And I experienced this firsthand with the fire that happened in Trinity County. And that came down, I don't know how many years ago, and it came down through the city, burned back homes, people. And I thought about this artist because, again, he totally lost everything. Years of being an artist, you can imagine if you have a passion about something and his brushes, his canvases, everything that, you know, that you love and you're passionate about completely up in flames. And he was in his 60s. He had to start all over again, which he did. But the Red Cross came in, and they had everything from dog food. You forget about that. You've got your pets. There was dog food. There was a priest. There was a minister. There were all the hot food. That you know, you're looking at people who are just completely traumatized, round-eyed, they're in shock. And the Red Cross is an amazing organization that comes to the rescue in those moments. And you think about the thousands of people in Louisiana, the thousands of people in Southern California in shock. I mean, we're all in shock about what's happening with our politics right now. Anyway, but on top of that, in shock, what do? We can only send positive thoughts here.
All right.
And money. Taylor Swift just donated $1 million to Louisiana. I think that's great. That's people who make a lot of money as being pop stars and that kind of thing. I think it's really noble when they do that.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back after the break here, after the news, with Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinko talking about things that are affecting the Sheriff's Department, also measures D and E. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump campaign is making some changes at the top, and Jacob Perakilis, an America's expert at the Chatham House Policy Institute in London, says maybe it's a good move.
There's been a steady run of a few weeks of bad news for the Trump campaign.
Paul Manafort's title will stay the same. Trump is promoting pollster Kellyanne Conway to campaign manager and bringing in Stephen Bannon of Breitbart News as chief executive officer. An AP investigation has found that Trump's manager, Paul Manafort, and his business associate helped a pro-Russian political party in Ukraine secretly funnel about $2.2 million to prominent Washington lobbying firms back in 2012. Russia now says it's using an airbase in Iran to launch airstrikes against jihadist groups in Syria.
Russia has been operating jets and helicopters from bases in Syria for the past year. But this is the first time that Moscow has deployed aircraft to a third country in the region. Reports indicate that up to six Tupolev Tu-22M3 bombers are now operating from an airbase in western Iran.
That's BBC's Jonathan Marcus reporting. A new wildfire burning in California. Eric Sherwin with the San Bernardino County Fire Department hoped the fire crews would gain a little ground overnight.
We have seen a decrease in the fire activity with the decreasing winds and the setting sun. We hope to begin establishing some containment lines. But like
and making a little progress overnight on that blaze, which is charred 28 square miles so far. A Brazilian judge ordering the passports of American swimmers Ryan Lochte and James Fegan be seized as authorities investigate their claim they were robbed at gunpoint during the Olympic Games. Meanwhile, authorities in Puerto Rico say more than 500 passengers have been evacuated after a small fire erupted on a cruise ship that runs between Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic.
The order was given to abandon ship. They all mustered. The order had been given.
That's Coast Guard spokeswoman Marilyn Fajardo. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-651-4888. 800-651-4888.
In an experiment backed by federal authorities, Northeastern University and General Electric are offering a new manufacturing degree program that can be taught primarily at the company's work sites.
Students will take online courses through the university, undergo training at a GE plant, and earn a bachelor's degree within 3 years. For the first time, students who enroll in that kind of partnership will be eligible for federal financial aid. In its first year, the project will offer up to $5 million in federal aid for students in 8 programs chosen by the Education Department. The experiment's goal is to prepare students for the growing number of jobs that require some level of higher education, but on terms that are flexible enough for working adults.
Jeremy House reporting. A government report shows many commuter and freight railroads have made little progress installing safety technology, the kind designed to prevent deadly collisions and derailments, despite a new mandate from Congress that they do that. Breaking news and analysis to be found at townhall.com. Authorities in Mexico confirming that one of the 6 men abducted at gunpoint in Puerto Vallarta was the son of the jailed leader of the Sinaloa drug cartel.
Jalisco state authorities say forensic evidence found in a car in the parking lot of the restaurant confirms that Jesus Alfredo Guzman was abducted. They also say one of his brothers, Ivan, could have been simultaneously abducted. The gunmen are from the Jalisco New Generation drug cartel, which are rivals and sworn enemies of the Sinaloa drug cartel. So far, far, no ransom demand has been issued. Their father, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, is in jail fighting extradition to the United States. James Blears, Mexico.
A South African runner who was ordered to undergo a gender test several years ago has cruised into the semifinals of the 800-meter event at the Summer Olympics in Rio. Caster Semenya is the favorite for the gold medal in that event. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 5 minutes after the hour here on Wednesday, August the 17th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Linda, who was here the first hour, ran out of here trying to get all these things done she has to do this morning. But she left me in good hands with the sheriff.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Bob with the weather.
Yep. Going to be hot. 108 for your high today. Great day to be wearing your Kevlar. 71 for the overnight low. It's going to continue hot through tomorrow, tapering off as we get into the weekend, dropping down to a chilly 100 degrees by Sunday. You have to laugh, otherwise you'll simply cry. 73 degrees in Redding right now, and Shasta Lake still 46 feet from the top. This brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Better known business where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated company. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for well over 23 years. Best in the North State 2015. They, of course, are the ones that rescued us and fixed our air conditioning so quickly. I can't say enough about Martin and his people. It's, again, another veteran-owned business here that does just outstanding work. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
That leads me to a question, Sheriff. Do you tell your guys make sure they hydrate in this kind of weather? Because I can just imagine chasing some guy through the brush in this weather wearing your full armor and ugh.
We do. And most of them are usually have water bottles with them or their large cup. But usually you get pretty drenched by about halfway through your shift or sooner, especially in this weather.
I have a large cup.
Yeah.
And
108, as Carl has been saying for months now, don't leave any carbon forms of life in your
carbon-based forms.
Carbon-based forms of life, those cars. Jeez. 108 outside temperature, it'd probably be, if you leave your car locked up, even for a few minutes, it would zoom up to 130 or above inside the car.
Which is the inside temperature of a hamburger when you eat it.
Right.
So think about that. You want your dog to be, you come back to have a dog burger.
And there have been tragedies across.
27 children have died this year already, summer.
People, I just saw the stats. Leave them in the car. Some people forget them, which I don't know how that happens, but that's a whole other issue.
And that one mother got really outraged that the police came in and took her three kids out of the car that she had left them in there.
And there's a bill going through the California legislature that it would allow people to smash the window of a car if there's a pet locked inside and they believe that the pet is in distress.
Well, let me tell you about that. People will do it anyway.
Yeah.
People will do it anyway. Right. And now, but if you've got to be right.
Correct.
I mean, somebody comes in because they see, have you seen the signs of the dogs inside the car? And there's a sign on the window that says, the air conditioning's on and Led Zeppelin's playing, the dog's happy.
Yeah, but unfortunately, cars, air conditioning does fail, cars fail. And then it says to the thief, hey, this car's running, steal me. This thief can smash the window and drive away with the car.
Well, there you go.
And I've seen cars idling in the parking lots as I'm going around shopping and off duty.
Not only do they take your car, they got your dog too.
Yeah, and your dog too.
And your little dog too. Hey, Measures D&E.
Yes.
They re-kicked off the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Jake Mangus was on yesterday. Gary Cadd the day before.
Yeah, I heard him.
Gary Cadd, he's got arguments against it, saying is that the money's there, that they're not using the money correctly, that we had, we're putting the budget for is bigger now than it was 4 years ago, and we've got 40 less police than we did, but yet the budget is more.
Usually right with budget increases, I can't speak for the city of Reading, but for budget increases, normally you see increases in health insurance.
And that's what it is.
I mean, it's, other insurance is the cost of cost of business going up.
Yeah.
We see fuel prices down, but a year or so ago, fuel prices were up, and you have to budget for that ahead of time.
Well, the tax income in Reading and Shasta County revenue. That's what I meant. Is if anything, it's flatlined, and in some cases, it's starting even to go down some.
Right now, our tax revenue base, sales tax and property taxes, are at 2006 levels. So 10 years later, our economy is just recovering to where sales tax revenues and property tax revenues are at 2006 levels, and here we are in 2016.
Yeah, and so here's my question. See, I can argue this both ways. I mean, I really can. Here's my question to Gary. Okay, the tax revenues are down. You've cut, and as Gary says, he said, "Oh no, we've cut. You can't get any more jobs out of City Hall." Well, then, where do we get the money?
That's correct.
To pay.
Right.
And where do we get the money to pay then if we don't have a tax raise? But there's another, and so he doesn't have an answer to that. On the other hand, when I ask Jake Mangus, and it's not his job to fight the battle, but the Chamber of Commerce, and Jake's president of that, is backing it, along with all these other people, is that portion, the way it's written, is for a police,
jail space,
right. Mentally ill, some mental, the help with mental health, the sobering center, and other public safety issues. I said, what's the other public safety issues? What's that? Because that is kind of like the big bear out there. Does this mean is that they're going to use the money for unfunded liabilities? And the next part of that, of course, is that since there is a chance that the tax that is, there's another tax that's sunsetting this year.
Right. That's statewide tax.
Statewide tax. And correct. If that sunsets, that means that 0.5 really comes down to like 0.25.
Right, about 1/4%.
So you get half of what you think you're getting. And, I mean, all these things play together, plus the fact the courthouse...
Well, no, you don't get half of what you think you're getting. It would cost taxpayers less because the half a cent, if approved, would still be in Shasta County in Reading.
Right.
But the statewide sales tax would go down.
Okay, so we'd lose part of that then.
We wouldn't lose part of it. We'd still be gathering it here for... within the city, but taxpayers would be paying a little bit less because the statewide tax went down a little. And I see what if you're getting income from like Prop 172,
If you're getting statewide money coming into you.
Yeah, but most of those go towards the state.
Right.
As part of state revenues, we do get a small portion, 1/2 of that, for public safety. It's called Proposition 172.
Is that the one that's sunsetting?
Yeah, no. Just Proposition 172 is not, but the governor's sales tax is sunsetting. He had that a few years ago.
Right, but does any of that come to us?
No, very.
Okay. Well,
if
then,
it does,
then,
it's very, very.
Then I won't say that anymore. That's what I had read, that we were going to be losing part of that.
Right.
Okay, so we are losing, but it's insignificant.
Right.
Okay. But see, here's the questions.
Other issues can develop. Like over the last few years, the issues of homelessness and mental health has developed.
Yeah.
What does the future hold? Could there be another issue for public safety in the future, whether it be what's developing with trends? It looks like homelessness is going to be here for a while and how to deal with that. But if another issue comes up, those monies could be used to address that.
That's true. And the other part to it, of course, is Measure E. Just it's an advisory, but as the city attorney has said, means nothing. It just means nothing. I mean, it's just an advisory, but it has no teeth to it.
Those advisory measures have been successful in many other communities. You see it in Red Bluff, Humboldt County. Orland is looking at a sales tax initiative as well.
Anderson
has been very successful there. So part of it is, yes, it's an advisory, and that is a reason so that it can require a simple majority, 50% plus one vote can get it passed. But the other part is, You do have to have some trust in your government officials, your elected officials, and there is a huge amount of government distrust nowadays. However, with the city council, Brent Weaver has said it a number of times, they've have the names and they're going to select a public committee of, comprised of citizens to ensure that the money is being spent correctly, and it'll be a
completely unbiased.
Unbiased. It's they get them selected.
You're laughing just like I am, Tom.
Well, I'm smiling because you do select people that you trust, but they are independent people. They're not part of the city. They're not a city employee. They're not part of the police department.
They're part of the county.
They're part of the county, absolutely. County. They live here. But they're going to ensure the transparency and the money is being spent correctly.
But it still comes down to the fact, and I agree with that, these are good people.
Right.
But it comes down to the fact city council doesn't have to spend it any way that anybody says. That money is in the general fund, and if they feel like it's more important it goes here, they can do that.
They could. Now, and they'd be held accountable by the
people,
electorate.
Two of the people that say, okay, I'm going to spend it the way the people say aren't even going to be there. I mean, well, Gary might be, but in 2 more years there's going to be another election and 3 more people maybe take the place. You could have a whole new group
of
people.
There'll always be someone there, and then you still have the history of it on the books that it's there for this reason. And it's important. Where do you get the revenues otherwise? If you don't, we're not going to have any more police officers. We won't have more firefighters that are desperately needed. And we won't have the revenue to help build more additional beds for the jail.
And we're going to take a break on that. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show, though, brought to you by Budget Blinds. Budget Blinds has come over to our house, and Jerry's come over and looked at it and said, okay, we can keep the heat out of your house by putting these types of blinds in there, and plus it looks nice. Not only will it keep the heat out during the summer, but it keeps the warmth in during the winter. So all of that can happen, but you need to talk to the people over at Budget Blinds, Jerry or one of his people. Give them a call at 226-9027 or check out their website at budgetblinds.com. All of that at budgetblinds.com. We'll be right back with Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinko.
I saw you there, just standing there.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Here's some important information from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. REU recognizes how utility costs affect our customers. We would like to take this opportunity to remind our customers that we offer special programs like our Lifeline and Lifeline Plus programs for income-qualified customers. REU also offers other customer assistance programs. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda ran off to get things done this morning. 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, she wanted to do it before it was 108 outside.
Well, the summer got any more cruel.
Ooh, yeah. Other reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive with Espresso Joe's. That, even though it says espresso, doesn't mean you just have to have hot drinks there. They do have great hot drinks at very reasonable prices. You can also get cold drinks. You can get brews. Yes, beer, otherwise known as beer, plus so many other things at Espresso Joe's, and walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with just a great humidor right there. Veteran-owned business, open 7 days a week, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We're here with Shasta County Sheriff Tom Bestinkel.
Good morning.
And Tom and I discussed things during the breaks. I'm not going to bring them up because he would just deny it anyway. Yeah. No, you know what? You are close-lipped because, I mean, you could tell me things. But, you know, I wouldn't say anything. But you don't. You don't reveal things that are going on, like investigations or stuff. Like, yeah. You know, I might guess on things, and you just sit there and smile. Let's go to the phones. Signe, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Signe? You're alive on the air.
I am. Thank you. I have a comment that I wouldn't support a penny increase to our city or county. I'm so disappointed that we, the employer of the government employees, have been taken for a ride with salary increases, bonuses, mismanagement of money, and we have a huge root of the problem, which is an influx of prisoners and sorts that we accept $6 to $7 million a year to take care of. And so I was wondering if we we're able to turn that down and actually get to the root of the cause of the riffraff and the criminal element in Redding and the county. Thank you.
You bet. Thank
I'll
you, Signe.
Okay. Signe, thanks for calling in. You do have, and you're certainly entitled to your opinion, but you do have some things that are not necessarily correct. The county does receive roughly about $7 million a year for AB 109. All the other counties in the state also receive that. And that's part of what happened with prison realignment, with the state releasing the prisoners from prison and then being returned to the county that shipped them there. So the people that we are getting back are the people that we sent to prison. And then also some of the people don't go back to prison because of the way prison realignment works. That $6 to $7 million is used for services and programs within Shasta County, and it isn't enough money. The county is still, or the city, excuse me, the state is still saving money with sending their prisoners back to the county. The money is used for, we use about $1 million of it, a little over $1 million, about $1.5 million, to keep the floor of the jail open that closed due to budget cuts back in 2009. We use about $550,000 of it to have out-of-county beds because we don't have enough beds at the jail, so we contract with other counties to send prisoners out of county. That is used for rehabilitation services and programs, drug and alcohol for the people that are on post-release community supervision and on probation. And so that works good. Prior to realignment, the recidivism rate was about 70 to 80%. With the AB 109 being utilized here, we've gotten it down to about 25%. So much better improvement over what the state was doing. And so that's what it's needed for. And you, I certainly understand your mistrust or non-trust of government, but that is being built in for the if the sales tax passes, it's not going to be used for salary increases. It's going to be used to put more officers on the street for Reading PD and community service officers, more firefighters on the trucks, because right now they only have one, and you need at least three, so that two can go in and fight the fire and one can run the truck. And then it's going to help fund additional jail beds, very much needed jail beds, so that we can build more beds to incarcerate the people there. So, but thank you very much for calling in.
Thanks, Signe. Hey, Tom, when we talk about that, now that the courthouse is on limbo, would you all still get the money?
Yes, because it still doesn't change. We're going to be building the ARC Adult Rehabilitation Center down off of Breslauer Lane. That's 64
beds. Or like we call the Ark of the Covenant?
No.
But, okay.
But we'll be building the Adult Rehabilitation Center that will be 64 beds off of Breslauer Lane. In that will be a new kitchen and laundry facility, and the current kitchen and laundry is in the basement of the jail. We'd be able to take that space and convert that into beds, approximately 64 beds down in the basement.
The one it's in the jail right now?
Currently, yes.
Okay, so you don't have to have a new building in the courthouse then to do this?
That's part of the plan because departments 1 and 2 are connected to the jail.
Okay.
And then when the court gets built, new courthouse gets built, those two courtrooms can also be converted into jail bed space at 64 beds each. So then it can expand out a total of another 64 and another 64 on top of that, which would be 192 just in the jail, and then another 64 down off of Breslauer.
You know, it's a start.
It is.
It's a start. You know what? This is not going to... Part of the thing is what you're talking about in your percentages of a 27% recidivism rate. Those, that's the ones that come to it, right? That they can get into the program?
That are successful in the program. There are some that do fail to show up.
Well, but there are, unless... Wasn't one of the problems we had that we didn't have a hammer to put people into the program? That hasn't changed.
It does, because we can send people out of county with the out-of-county beds if they're a sentenced person. Now, if they're on probation, that they can still be found in violation of probation, but then they get housed at the jail because we can't ship non-sentenced out. But it is being very successful. Word's getting out among the offenders that it is good. We had a graduation ceremony three weeks ago, and there were some success rates of people being drug and alcohol free, getting reunited with their families because they are drug and alcohol free, getting jobs. We have a partnership with the Shasta College to train them for use of heavy equipment, office administration.
How's that working? I remember that started a couple years ago, and the first year was a little rough. But,
it was.
But has it gotten better now?
It has. We found that some of the people weren't used to, you know, a regimen of getting back into school, having to plan. Oh, I got to have gas in the vehicle. So we also partnered with the Good News Rescue Mission that has an educational program down there. They help get some of the people ready academically, and it has been successful. And then the program has expanded out to other parts of the college, and some of these people have been getting a certificate in welding and getting a job in construction, and so that has paid off.
Good. Hey, what do you think about the – I tell you what, I'm going to take an early break.
Okay.
And we have people calling, too, because I want to ask you about the methadone clinic.
Okay.
All right, when we get back.
You bet.
This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. I tell you, John and Sarah have done such a great job at Bastiani Arms. They're supporting so many of our local veteran causes, I can't even begin to name all of them. The latest one, of course, though, is the Boondocker Ball. Well, they provide the guns. They provide the guns and the firearms that are going to be auctioned off. Plus the fact they have just a great store down there. This is where I buy my guns, is down at Bastiani Arms. Great customer service. Two gunsmiths that just know everything in the world about repairing and customizing firearms, all the shooting accessories, ammo, and then a class is down there in CCW and hunter safety. They have it all at Bastiani Arms. And you know what? Their whole focus is customer service. You can't say much more than that. Give them a chance to beat or meet the cost of weapons from these big box stores. Buy local, stay local. Shop local. When you do this, it puts more money back into our tax base, gives us more ability to hire police, to hire firemen and all this. When you go online, you go to the big box stores, we lose a lot of that income. If it's online, we lose it all. So think about that. Next time you get ready to buy some ammo, buy a gun, go down to Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back after these messages with Sheriff Tom Basinko and Henry.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl Bott, and today I have Shasta County Sheriff Thomas Simples with me today. It's 23 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Here, Bob, what's the weather look like for the rest of the day here?
Going to be pretty toasty today. High temperature pushing up very close to the 110-degree mark. That will be through tomorrow. Friday, we start seeing a little relief. Over the weekend, we'll be right back down around 99 to 100 degrees. Currently in Reading, we've moved up to about 74.
Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue there, man's last stronghold, the best place ever to get a haircut. Veteran-owned business with senior and veterans discounts. That's where I go. That's where Bob goes. That's where anybody who's anybody goes, is to Shasta, to Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, we have with us, of course, Sheriff Tom Basenko. Let's go to the phones. Henry.
Yes, good morning, Carl. I got a question for the sheriff there.
Okay.
I was raised over in eastern Nevada, which I realize those people have a different sense of humor than any place else in the world. But we used to have what we call vagrancy laws. I don't know if they're even legal anymore, but if somebody came through town that didn't look like they had a visible means of support, they spent the night in jail, and then they were driven to the city limits and told to don't come back. Well, is that something you can do anymore?
No, Henry. Thanks, Henry. Thank you very much for your call, but no, that is not something that
we can do anymore. Being a vagrant is not a crime, and that's some of the problems that communities such as Reading and many throughout the state are facing with transients and the homeless issue.
Okay, so we can't. So this is just
can't
something.
Just this pick them up and run them out of town.
This is just part of the senior from now on, Henry. Just get used to it. Well, I mean, and people are used to it. I still. It's just going to be the way.
But,
it's just the way it
but
is.
But we do
and
see other communities. Chico is struggling with homelessness issues.
Everybody is. I mean,
San Francisco has for decades. Yeah. Los Angeles.
And unless you're going to move them out, have some way of moving them out of the downtown area, which you don't now. We get into the point of, okay, well, let's have a homeless day center, but let's put it someplace outside of the, you know, outside of the town with then, a with a bus that runs.
Okay, and
to
you
it.
Have a homeless day center. Where's
yeah.
where's the money come to run that?
Well, that's what I mean. Is
you have
is
to have a building and staff and everything
yeah.
to go with it.
Yeah, and have to have somebody there that they can go in and charge their phones and take showers and all this. So I mean, it's what are you going to do? Either they stay on the streets, or you're going to have to fund Correct. Something like this, Bob.
I was just saying that, you know, we've got – I completely lost my train of thought because I was trying to do three
I suppose you're looking at,
once.
At that, looking at this at your computer with things on there. It's because that's
he's
what computer the, does to your head. It makes your head mush.
He's watching the temperature climb to almost 110.
I'm telling you.
Okay. Anyway, okay, Tom. The methadone clinic.
Yeah.
This is what Pelletier said. It's background, in case anybody hasn't heard it. Rob Pelletier on our show said that he was interested in us taking a look at a methadone clinic. And then the article in the paper the next day about he's looked at the one in Chico and other places, and he says this is one of the this could work here.
Correct. It has the operators of the methadone clinic from Chico have presented to us the. CCP, which is the Community Corrections panel, and to our Department of Health and Human Resources as well. We're going to take a tour of the facility in the very near future. There are currently about 66 or so people from Reading that are traveling to Chico every day to get their methadone and undergo their program and services. It's a very regimented program. And so it gives people an opportunity to get off of heroin. And so if the methadone clinic was here, how many people would be able to take use of that facility and get off of heroin and be even more productive, maybe getting away from a life of crime? There are some heroin users that are still employed and still working, but functioning heroin Yeah. addicts. And if we can get them drug-free and off of heroin, I think that'd be better. We do have a heroin problem here with heroin users, and that creates a lot of the property crime. But if we can get some of those off, we may see a reduction in crime.
At least a minimum of $100 a day, and to get $100 a day
for a heroin use,
for heroin use, and to get $100 a day, it's got to be they've got to be lifting $500, $600, $700, $800, $900
at least, because they're only usually getting about 10 cents on the dollar for what they're stealing.
Where are they turning this stuff? Are they fencing it, Tom?
They can fence it to their drug dealer or to the person above their street-level drug dealer. They can take property in on trade for that. Then the drug dealer can also turn over that property to someone else.
I guess they take it out of the area, too, then.
Take it out of the area. They try and sell it to someone that would buy it, whether they approach you or if they have it on Craigslist. Which is a boon for sometimes thieves to put stolen things onto Craigslist. They can pawn it.
There's still these places that buy jewelry.
Oh yeah,
all over the United States.
All over the United States. There's one company is Cash for Gold, but there's other ones that are like them that you put the jewelry into a little bag, put it in a mailer,
yep.
ship it away, and then they ship you cash back, and that's a boon for criminals because they can use that. Jewelry is essentially.
It just seems like a license to steal right there.
In a way, it is. We as state sheriffs have looked into trying to get legislation to restrict that. And since it's due to interstate commerce, that's controlled federally.
I think it comes under I think it's part under the Clinton Foundation, too. So they take a cut out of that.
I don't know about that. But it is makes it easier for them to get rid of their jewelry and then. Jewelry can be bought locally here as well. There's a number of dealers in town that buy jewelry and gold for that.
I thought and there were rules, though.
There are rules. They have to hang on to it for a certain amount of days. So if someone comes looking for their jewelry, some of the ones do, some of them don't. Jewelry is relatively untraceable because it doesn't have usually serial numbers on it, like some other pieces of equipment, and then it can be melted down fairly quickly, and then it's gone. And then usually stones such as diamonds and rubies generally don't have serial numbers on them. There, I know there are ways that they do have like laser embedded serial numbers on some diamonds, but generally for the most part, no.
Yeah, and then what happens then is they just take them out of their settings and yes. sell the settings, melt those down, and give them, you know,
correct.
Later. And then just sell the diamonds.
But the methadone clinic does have some promise. It is interesting, and we might be able to assist some of those that to get off of heroin.
Tom, the
we made a recent heroin bust. Our Shasta Interagency Narcotics Task Force just made a heroin bust, and I think it pulled off 1.5 pounds of heroin and some guns and everything from them. That was in the paper yesterday, day before.
Yeah. Well, you just got a big marijuana bust here.
We did. There's still a lot of illegal marijuana. That'll be on the ballot with Proposition 64.
You're not talking about somebody growing it in their backyard.
No.
You're talking about the... you know, several hundred plants. You know,
sometimes thousands of plants.
Cash.
Cash, guns.
Well, the guns aren't illegal unless, are they?
It depends. They are using it. They're armed in the commission of a felony, so that makes it illegal.
Even if they're not carrying them?
Yes, because they're still armed in the commission of a felony. And then oftentimes they're prohibited persons. They already have some type of felony conviction or a certain misdemeanor conviction. They're not even supposed to possess guns and ammunition. Remember that criminals don't follow the law, and that's why gun control doesn't work. But they're still armed in the commission of a felony and in possession of firearms.
Okay, now this is a silly question. Okay, so say you're an embezzler, and you embezzle several thousand dollars. That's a felony. And you got guns in your house.
That's it becomes then you're a felon in possession of firearms.
Or you're a person in
you're an armed prohibited person.
Well, no, you haven't been found guilty
yet. Oh.
Okay, so none of these guys have been found guilty yet, right?
They could have previous, I don't know all the ins and outs of them, they could have previous convictions.
But say they didn't have a previous conviction and they've got guns in their house, are they still charged with that?
Yes, armed in the commission of a felony.
Okay, can an embezzler get the same thing?
If he's armed in the commission of that felony, if he was armed while he was committing that embezzling, yes.
And he doesn't have to have them on him?
No, that's if he had him at his house,
yeah.
He wasn't armed in the commission
okay,
of a felony.
And that's what I was looking
usually
at.
Usually that's a paper trail of the embezzlement
okay, that
part
was okay, that was a but that was the question is because I see every time somebody gets busted, they get busted also for firearms.
Right.
Now, well, probably most of them are felons, but I was wondering if, you know, somebody, you know, had no felonies, and he was growing marijuana, he gets busted, and he's breaking the law there, and if he had guns in his house.
So like a robbery. A robbery can occur with force or fear. And they can be armed or not. So if a robber had that gun, they are using that gun, they're armed in the commission of a felony, and then if they're a prohibited person, that's a convicted felon, that's another charge in itself as well.
Okay. Which leads us to the continued attacks on our Second Amendment and something that you had published the other day about concealed carry. People that have a concealed carry license are some of the safest people in the United States as far as doing criminal acts.
That's right. These people go through the concealed weapons license holders that can carry concealed weapons. For here in California, they go through a process. They have to fill out about a 20-plus page application form through the state. They have to get fingerprinted. They go through a background process and then an interviewing process. They get fingerprinted to make sure that they say who they are and they don't have any other unknown type of conviction somewhere else. And then they go through training and then obtain their concealed weapons license. And so rarely do you see one of them going out and committing a crime with a gun. And here in Shasta County, I'm not aware of anyone with a concealed weapons holder going out and committing a crime with their gun.
With their gun. I mean, there may
be some
people
that have been picked up for DUI, certainly, and some other things, but they've not gone out and committed a crime with a gun.
Yeah.
We got over 7,000.
And you got 200 in the, there's always people lining up to take these
usually about
classes.
200. They're in the application process. I attended a class the other day and just dropped in and said hi and answered questions. There was over 70 in that class. I went to one over the weekend that had about 15 in that class. And then I'll see another one later this week, and there's about a half a dozen or so in that one. It was a much smaller class.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that people that do carry weapons do go through all these background checks, and yet a lot of these laws are aimed at law abiding. I just haven't quite understood the thought process behind the fact
all of these
of trying to take away guns from people that are, you know, the guns that one are used in a very small number of crimes.
Right.
And then, but also for people who are law-abiding citizens.
All these laws that have been passed recently, like the ammunition licensing, where you're going to have basically a license to purchase ammunition to get backgrounded. Standard capacity magazine ban. None of those are going to impact criminals. They're going to impact a law-abiding citizen. Criminals don't follow the law. They're still going to obtain those either through theft, the black market, or go out of state and be a criminal when they bring them back in. The laws need to be aimed, no pun intended, need to be aimed at the criminal with stiff penalties for possession of guns, being using them in the commission of crime, coupled with stiff penalties, prison time, lock them up and put them in prison, and they have to have vigorous prosecution through the district attorneys.
That will reduce gun violence. If I had any high capacity mags, I would turn them in. If I had any, Bob's got some.
And then
we're going to take a break right here, and because I want to talk some more about that, but then turn the rest of this time over to you because some of the things that you've got a list to. Yeah, I know it's already 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here, and 73 degrees, going up to 108 today. Oh my gosh, 108. So be careful out there. You know, dress, appropriately. Drink a lot of water. Keep yourself hydrated. We'll be right back after these messages with Sheriff Tom Basenko.
Rain, wind, and cold will arrive sooner than you think. Now through October 2nd, use online coupons and save up to $300 when you purchase a new Quadrifier wood, gas, or pellet stove, insert, or fireplace during Guidance kick off the winter season sale with steep discounts on floor models. And Guidance will haul off your old stove for free. Nobody knows more about wood, gas, pellet stoves, fireplaces, and inserts than Guidance Pool and Stove Center and Quadrifier. Buy the best and enjoy big savings. Your family will enjoy cozy winters and energy efficiency for years to come. See us today at Guidance Pool and Stove Center, 2305 Larkspur Lane, Reading. Remember, it's not too early to save.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
Play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Bingo. Don't miss our monthly $24,000 bingo blowout, rock and roll bingo, and paper-only sessions, where 12 regular games pay $400. Yes. $25 for 2 books. Additional books are only $5, plus 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the Mystery Treasure Chest game.
For a mystery prize.
So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Wind River. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com.
Bingo calendar subject to
bingo is better at the river.
Hey, hun, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at premieroilchange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Fans of Led Zeppelin, Hendrix, and the Stones know the songs of bluesman Willie Dixon. This fall, Big Head Todd and the Monsters join forces with 3 second-generation blues stars, Mutt Morganfield, Billy Branch, and Ronnie Baker Brooks, to pay tribute to Willie Dixon on the Cascade Theater stage. The Big Head Blues Club comes to the Cascade Theater Thursday, September 22nd. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot. Linda took off today right at 8 o'clock to try and get things done before it hits 108 today, which is what it's supposed to do. 74 degrees right now. Take care of yourself out there. Stay hydrated. This weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion, located at 1322 Pine Street. Dandelion Boutique. Linda's there. Linda lives there. When she's not at our house, she goes there. Brighton bags, Miss Me jeans. You can be, you know, from head to toe, they can dress you at Dandelion. And, guys, when you need some help, go on in there. Find the right thing. You know, they've got jewelry. They've got doodads. They got it all for your loved one.
Doodads.
Doodads. Located at 1322 Pine Street. Give them a call. 247-1292. Just go in there. Say hello. Let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, you got something for the sheriff.
Speaking of hello.
Yes, I do. Hello.
Hello, you're on.
Hi, Billy Bob.
Okay. All right, thanks for taking my call, Carl. Hey, listen, Sheriff Vasinkel, as the constitutional sheriff you are, I just wanted to know if you listened to Donald Trump's Law and Order speech last night and what your comments are concerning his overall perspective and solutions to the problems nationwide. So I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Wait a second, Billy Bob. We may need some help here. Billy Bob's
gone.
We lost him.
Okay. But anyway,
did you hear it?
I did not. I was doing some other things last night at home. Uh-huh. And Carl says, back away from the microphone so I don't overmodulate.
Because you have a strong voice, and when you get in that close like that, it just, anyway.
So, no, I did not hear the speech last night, but other parts that he is appears to be favorable, supporting law enforcement, that is good, especially out of all the rhetoric that we hear, the violence that is occurring in Milwaukee right now. Over an officer-involved shooting. Fortunately, the officer is okay. But
the guy turned around and pointed a gun at him.
Yeah. And then they're rioting because that this person was shot and ended up dying. That is unfortunate. But the officer was doing his job, protecting his life and the life of others.
And by the way,
they're burning down the city of Milwaukee. Yeah.
By the way, an African-American officer.
Correct.
That. You know, the thing is, but then you're starting to hear this, oh, but this was coming for years. You know, there's all this background about burning down your area of the city and rioting and all that.
That person had also been a criminal for years.
I know. You know, and people, I'm just, Tom, we've had, since you've been on last month, and we talked about the number of police, because I think last month it was a number, but we've had two or three more killed since then.
There's been over about 76. It might be a little higher now because the website is usually a little bit behind. But nearly 80 officers nationwide have been killed in the line of duty since 2016, January 1, 2016. Nearly half of them have been killed by gunfire, and then the other ones are traffic collisions and different things.
And those are kind of things that, you know, that's in the line of duty.
Last year, there was about 130 officers killed in the line of duty. Uh-huh. And then roughly 37 to 40 of those were by gunfire.
And how many this year already?
We're at between 76 and 80.
That are killed, that are dead, but how many by gunfire?
About 36 or so.
So you're at the half.
Roughly half.
Which is about half of what was killed last year.
Generally, we'd like to see it, of course, be none killed in the line of duty. But we law enforcement, have been trying for years to get it. It's called Below 100. There's a program for that for law enforcement, Below 100, to where we'd like to see the officers that are killed in line of duty to get below that 100 mark.
Yeah.
These are men and women who are dedicated to their careers.
Does that count feds too, or just?
Yes, it's all law enforcement.
Okay, all law enforcement. Yeah. Feds all the way down to your county.
Local law enforcement.
To Barney.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'd like to see that below 100. It'd be nice to have zero some year.
It'd be nice to have, there'd be nobody killed, being arrested, or being shot, or a policeman being shot.
You have dedicated men and women in law enforcement. They work 24/7. They're working the holidays. They're working those rainy days. Their kids' birthdays. They miss a lot of things. And we really are grateful here in Shasta County to have the support of local citizens and groups here. It is wonderful to have that. In fact, recently, the Asphalt Cowboys, which has their big barbecue coming up on September 11th in the Caldwell Park.
That's right.
They donated $5,000 to the sheriff's office so that we can buy, for our deputies rifle-resistant vests that we can throw over our body in the event of an incident such as an active shooter or another person with a rifle incident that would protect them from rifle fire. And then another group called Friends of Shasta County Canine donated about $1,300, and we plan to put those vests in the patrol cars so they're accessible for the officers. The officers have their other personal vests everywhere, but those are not rifle-resistant.
Yeah, it doesn't stop a high-powered rifle. And we're not talking about the, quote, ARs. We're talking about any rifle.
Any rifle.
That people may use. Because
of
the velocity.
Because of the velocity that the rifle round is going,
yeah.
And you need a substantial amount of protection to
prevent we wore ceramic plates mm-hmm. front and back. And then because of the IEDs, they started issuing us side armor.
Mm-hmm.
And what it ended up doing was you were carrying so much armor when you tried to get out of the Humvee that it was difficult to do that.
I am Iron Man.
Yeah, but you still have to have your right. You have to have mobility.
You have to have mobility.
But you have to have the protection,
but the
too.
The front and back plates I really liked. Those things have saved a lot of lives.
Through studies with the FBI, that's where for law enforcement, most of the attacks come from the front for us. And then it doesn't mean that it can't come from back, but oftentimes they might have a lower threat level rating of vest for the back panel. And you're right.
We had the same because
there's still the side areas into the ribs. Some of the military and SWAT vests you might see might have a high collar because you could take a round or some shrapnel in the neck.
We wore a high collar too, and those things, you know, they look kind of hokey, but they work. We had one of our Marines get shot in the neck, with a 9mm at point blank range, and it saved his
life. And then we also have Kevlar helmets. To help protect the noggin, obviously. Now,
what about the militarizing of the? You know, for a long time, here the Obama administration was talking about the militarizing of our police and to start pulling stuff back. And then after the assassinations of all the police, they're saying, "Oh no, we need more."
Yeah, he was the one that took it away.
Yeah.
For decades, we've had a program called the 1033 program, where law enforcement can get surplus military equipment. Many of the items that we use in modern law enforcement today have been developed by the military. You're seeing law enforcement use more of drones. You're seeing armored vehicles that have been used for decades by the military. Now you have armored vehicles that are in law enforcement. The armored vehicle is just a way to deploy law enforcement and protect them for our SWAT teams. They can be used to rescue officers or civilians in the event of a shooting. The protection equipment, such as Kevlar helmets, vehicles, those all come basically for free from the military. Taxpayers have already paid for them, and we can use them here. We have 3 Humvees here for the sheriff's office that are armored, and that's for our transportation vehicles for our SWAT team.
Do you have like a 50 cals mounted on them?
We don't have 50 cals mounted on them as of yet.
Better say kidding.
But we have an armored vehicle. It's not military, but we purchased an armored vehicle.
I can understand the armored vehicle. People go, "Oh, you're militarized." And no, it's to use if you got an active shooter and you got somebody laying in the street to get that armored vehicle.
In larger agencies, San Bernardino, other military or law enforcement across the states, they've gotten helicopters. Those helicopters were used in the San Bernardino incident to take wounded people to the hospital and help out there. And those were military surplus that San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office and other law enforcement agencies were using. Butte County has helicopters from the military as well.
And this is going to be a tough one because every situation has a lot of gray.
30 seconds.
Okay. And did Dallas Police Department cross an invisible line when they put an explosive device on a disarming robot to end that situation?
No.
I know it had to be ended.
They used the resource they had available. They protected lives by not exposing another officer to that murderer there. And they could have used almost any device to use lethal force.
It doesn't have to be
the standard issue. But they were thinking outside the box, and they neutralized the situation and made it safe.
You know what? I have no problem with that. I don't see where people say that. We used too much force. No, they pretty much had him. They were going to have to come after him.
He'd already killed 5 or 6 officers there.
He'd already
wounded
killed
others.
5, yeah. So I don't know what you're – I don't know what they want. Is it wanted stand-up gunfight or something? I'm not sure.
And they tried to negotiate with him, and that wasn't working.
If I'd been there, I would have tried to call him 155 artillery. on that one spot, but then or an airstrike. But then again, that's just me.
Right.
Hey, Sheriff, thanks again for being here, buddy.
Enjoy it.
Hey,
thank you very much.
We do support the Blue. We support everything that you all do out there of keeping our county safe, our city safe. A lot of times people don't realize what it takes to go out there, and it's in the middle of the night, and you're having to pull somebody over, or you're going into a place that's dark, you're by yourself because you don't have backup. So we do so much appreciate everything the police do.
Thank you for your support, Carl, and thank you for the community.
All right. Tomorrow, Adam McElvain here talking about his high-speed fiber optic cable into the middle of town. Great idea. We'll see you tomorrow.
KCNR, Shasta ready. My ground won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground. A massive wildfire continues to rage east of Los Angeles. Eric Sherwin with the San Bernardino County Fire Department says plenty of fuel to feed those flames.
This fire is burning on the National Forest in traditional pinyon pine, and is also running through the chaparral and manzanita of our open desert areas as it gets into our annual grasses. So we have sections that move very slow, and we have sections that move quite quickly.
And the weather is not helping. It's hot and dry. Federal arson and explosive specialists searching the rubble of businesses damaged or destroyed in violence over the weekend in a Milwaukee neighborhood. It's been a shakeup in the Donald Trump campaign. Campaign Chairman Paul Manafort's title remains, but Trump is promoting pollster Kellyanne Conway to campaign manager, and he's bringing in Stephen Bannon of Breitbart News as CEO.